This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Chief Jonathan Kruger of the Penticton Indian Band. We're here in Penticton at the closing ceremony of the Aboriginal Business Match that has just closed to, once again, I do believe this is the third, and it's a big success. But before we get into that, I want to welcome Chief Jonathan Kruger and ask you, Chief, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good afternoon. My name is Chief Jonathan Kruger from the Penticton Indian Band, as you know. And I've been in politics for 5 years now as chief and 8 years as councillor. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm really happy to be at the Aboriginal Business Match. My platform was comprehensive community planning so we can build on our success and get into economic development and create a self-sustaining community.
So talk to us about your life here in the Penticton area. What's life been like for you?
Well, I was born and raised here in the Okanagan in Penticton, and it's a very beautiful place. It's a really beautiful valley with lakes and on each side of me, and then on the mountains on the other side, west to east. And north to south is lakes. And there's just a variety of just beautiful scenery here, and it's just the most amazing place to live.
So talk to us a little bit about the proximity of the Penticton Indian Band and the city of Penticton.
Well, the Penticton Indian Band, first of all, is the largest reserve in British Columbia. It's 46,200 acres big, and it's adjacent to the city of Penticton, which is the municipality boundary is about 5,000 acres. And so we have a big reserve, and we're actually starting to do a land use plan. So we're going to find out how much land we're going to be developing. And we're going to create a balance between economic development areas and protected areas for our wildlife and our cultural ways.
What has the relationship been like for the Penticton Indian Band with the city of Penticton over the years?
Well, a while ago, there was not a very great relationship. And today, through protocols, we are committed to work together for the benefit of all the people in this region.
Can you talk to us a bit about how that has come about?
Well,
are there any particular development projects that are helping to, you know, meld that relationship?
Well, let's start off with the city of Penticton. They're pretty much maxed out on their growth. And there always needs to be some jobs, and there needs to be projects happening. And now our lands are available for developments through our locatee lands and through band lands. And this economic development, as we move forward, we'll be benefiting together because there's people here that need to have jobs to pay their rent, to buy their houses, things like that. We're hoping to build more of shopping centers here so we all benefit. More areas for light commercial, industrial places, more agriculture, things like that. It's an open palette here. And I think we have a great opportunity to paint something beautiful together.
So it sounds like you're working from a base of like diversity. You're going to diversify the projects that you have to ensure long-term business sustainability.
Of course, I think that's a goal in any community. When you want to establish a strong community, you need to have a balance of everything. And you know, I can see us developing a few thousand acres of land, and that would benefit this region, for example. I would love to see a Costco here. So would the residents of City of Penticton. That would create employment. That would create shopping. So we've done studies, for example. We've done studies that how many people travel north. 2,500 cars travel north to West Bank or Kelowna from this area.
Every day. Wow.
Okay. So we want to capture those people and attract them here in Penticton. And that's good for the environment, too, if, for example. But getting to the relationship of the city of Penticton, if we can work together, everybody will benefit in this region. The past mayor and the current mayor that I've worked with have agreed that the Penticton is the capital of the South Okanagan, and we need to start representing ourselves as being the capital of the South Okanagan. So let's not use the river that divides us from each community, separate us. Let's work together and be that capital and of the South Okanagan region, and we'll all benefit.
It's funny you should say, let us be that bridge, because I seem to recall earlier in the week, somebody I was talking to was talking about the possibility of building a bridge across. Can you talk to us about that physical bridge?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not very many bridges that go across the reserve, and we've been talking about building a bridge on Green Avenue. And the other night, the Regional Director General, Eric Magnuson, gave an announcement to everybody that they're committing $500,000 towards our bridge project, which will open things up for, like, big box stores. And so it's going to be a lot of developments along the river channel there, and we're going to make it look really pretty and attract a lot of businesses here, Home Depot and things like that. So we have dreams and aspirations to attract businesses to come there, and it's going to be a perfect place for those kind of developments.
There was something else that caught my attention. Is it the Sulta Home Development? There's a beautiful development of homes. Taha.
No, the Skaha Hills is a development project that we're working on right now with our partners, Greyback. And it's really beautiful up there. The views are stunning. We just passed a referendum for a mixture of a vineyard and a winery and a bistro. And a golf course will be coming down the road. So it's going to be a beautiful housing development with about 500 units and some townhouses and maybe a little mixture of condos. We don't know that yet, but it's all a part of the plan, mixed unit developments. And it's going to be all modern looking, state-of-the-art looking business plans. Just wait until we put out our new media release here very soon and within the next month or so. It's going to be the top-of-the-line internet stuff that you'll see out there.
For our listeners, what internet address would they go to if they were interested in seeing and learning more about the developments?
Just look up skahahills.com.
Can you spell Skaha for us?
S-K-A-H-A, hills.com.
That's great. Now, how do you know, you're a fairly young man. How long have you been chief, and were you on council beforehand?
Yes, I was on... I've been chief now for 5 years. Our elections are every 4 years. So I'm on my first year, my second term. So I still got 3 more years left. The first term, I did a lot of community development infrastructure within our community and generated some really good projects.
How do you keep your youth engaged?
I love our youth, for starters. I'm with them a lot in their youth groups, events. I go to the schools. I talk to them. I engage with everybody on Facebook, whether they're youth, elders, or anything. I'm pretty much an open book. I like to share exactly what I do and keep my communications open as much as possible.
That's wonderful. Before we go, and we've got a couple more minutes, I just want to say how impressive this conference was. And, I mean, your leadership must have something to do with that.
Yeah, well... I was asked if we wanted to host it here, and the immediate gut reaction was yes, this is cool. This is such a great idea. This isn't your typical business conferences where you have like 10 people for 2 days getting up speaking for 2 hours, like keynote speakers. You know, people get, you know, saying the same things. It's the same speeches by 10 different people. No disrespect. It's all important information, and business is very important and it's critical. But this is a conference where they're actually... you got 20 minutes, you cut to the chase, and you set yourself up to have 30 meetings within 3 days or 2.5 days, and you're constantly busy, so you get right to the points. And some of it's business deals, looking for business deals. Some of it's looking for business, but it's also things for networking. So, like, for example, people come up to us and say, we heard that you have a gravel pit business. We are thinking about getting in the gravel pit. How did you guys do that? So it's networking. It's... There's so many people here from human resources where they want to tap into the job markets and seeing what these businesses are doing. They're asking questions. That's great. That's important. You're having governments come in and ask, how can we work together with First Nations better? Companies are coming in with other companies saying, how did you work with those First Nations? We want to tap into the First Nations market because they're the fastest growing population in Canada. How can we capitalize on it as well? You guys look like you guys are doing good things. There's all these synergies that are happening, and it's just amazing. And I'm very proud, and I'm very honored to be a part of this success. It's strengthening businesses, it's strengthening First Nations communities, and it's all of us working together in a good way. So how better can that be?
Wow. And what an amazing closing to a really a wonderful conversation with Chief Jonathan Kruger of the Penticton Indian Band. I just want to say Chi-Ma-Gwich and continued success to you and all the business of the Penticton Indian Band.
Lim-lim-t.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.